thank you to our city officials for assisting us this evening and for helping us ensure that both sides of the issue are represented. As the board, you know, but our public in general may not, that this is not a new topic of conversation for the school district. The media threw us into a spotlight following a terrible and senseless tragedy in our country. But concerns about the perception of our symbols and name, particularly our mascot, the Rebel Man, have been regularly shared with us by numerous individual citizens and groups with whom our paths may cross. This is not a new conversation for us, but it is our conversation. Our work session this evening is to allow our community members another opportunity to share their thoughts on this most sensitive issue. Thank you to the many people, many people, who have contacted the board members and me over the last several weeks. As the superintendent and as board members, our jobs will be to determine how to resolve this issue in the best interest of our students, school community, and community as a whole. No recommendations will be made by me or vote taken by the board tonight. We are simply to be a listening ear during this meeting. While there are differing opinions on this issue, it is important to recognize that we do share common ground. We know that we are a community full of inclusion, with caring citizens and a school system that is by all measures excellent. We are not a community of hatred, racism, or bigotry. Unfortunately, for many within and outside our community, our symbols do not project our positive attributes. As stated in the note to our community from Mayor Zaragoza and myself, our intent is to have respectful dialogue and come to a consensus that truly speaks to who we are as a community, one of common beliefs and unity, and to set an example for our children and the students of Vestavia Hills. Just to review several events that have led us to where we are today, on April 29th, our board approved a new strategic plan developed by hundreds from all aspects of our community. Anyone who wanted to be a part had the opportunity to do so. A major tenet of the strategic plan is respect and inclusivity. The topic of the mascot came up during discussions even then. Since my response and the release of the AL.com story, we have received hundreds of emails in which students, alumni, parents, community members, and those with a vested interest in our decision express their point of view and perspective. Furthermore, I have had countless meetings and phone conversations in which people have expressed their views to me. Many have referred back to the words in the strategic plan. The process for public comment will be this. In putting students first, and out of courtesy for the students we are here to ultimately serve, if we have student representatives, we will ask them to speak first. We will then ask for parent, alumni, and community comments. Each individual will be given 5 minutes. In respect of time, and in order to get as many people to the mic as possible, if you do not need 5 minutes, please try to keep your comments to 2 to 3 minutes. We are going to keep this meeting to 2 hours. Keep in mind that you are addressing the board members, and you are doing so in the presence of media. When coming to the mic, please state your name and address for the record. For the sake of time, you are asked to respectfully refrain from repeating a comment or concern that has already been made. The only time I may interject is if or when there is a misstatement, a fact, that I am aware of. Lastly, and just a reminder, it is the members of the board that have been appointed by the city to have the final authority for making decisions such as these based on my recommendation. I intend to have a recommendation to resolve this issue by the end of July. If we have any current students or recently graduated students, we will orderly take turns at the mic for the time being.
I'm Caroline Sumner. I live on 2336 Tanglewood, Brooklyn. I'm a junior at Vestavia Hills High School, and I'm speaking on behalf of all the Vestavia Rebel cheerleaders. The Rebel Man is a part of the Vestavia tradition. Living and knowing the life of a rebel is more than anyone can tell you in words. This school is more than the people you see 5 days a week from 8 to 3. They are our classmates, our friends, and altogether our rebel family. We as cheerleaders believe that everyone is equal, and we do not look at the color of their skin, only the love a person has for our team and our school. The racist view on our mascot and name is from a few adults in the community, not the students. We, the students, share common interests with our peers, and we believe we are not about the past history, and we do not represent that. We are the rebels of Vestavia Hills, and we support our school and our city. Being a rebel means way more than a name across your chest or even a name on your diploma. This community has created a family and a bond to last a lifetime, a community we as the next generation want our children to be a part of. We want them to be rebels and carry on our tradition. As cheerleaders, we hold the annual Little Rebel Cheer Camp for kindergarten through third graders. Even from that age, you dream of the day you will become a rebel cheerleader. You train and push yourself to be the best you can be, so one day you will get the opportunity to stand on the track on Friday nights and cheer on the rebels. Even as a small child, you do not want to be a Hoover Buck or a Homewood Patriot. You want to be a Vestavia Rebel. As a Vestavia Rebel cheerleader, we lead the school in fall pep rallies on Friday afternoons before football games. Our school makes this special by not recognizing the sports team that will play that night, but by recognizing the students as a whole for the accomplishments we have achieved. At pep rallies, we all join together as a rebel family to show our spirit for our school and our love for each other. There's nothing better than hearing your whole school cheer together that is great to be a mighty rebel. Everyone has their opportunities in life to cheer on their team and achieve their goals. From Relay for Life, pep rallies, football games, basketball games, cheer and dance competitions, math tournaments, and so much more, we can all cheer together by saying, "Go Rebels." We support every event and opportunity each student gets to show their talents and represent our school. This is our chance to live and cherish our high school opportunities. It's our chance to leave our mark on this school and our chance to form relationships. This is our chance to impact the lives around us, our chance to reach our goals, our chance to grow up, and our chance to be who we want to be. We are the student body at Vestavia Hills High School, and we deserve the respect to decide who we want to be and what we want to be. We deserve the respect to get a vote in our high school mascot, because at the end of the day, we are the rebels of Vestavia Hills, and when you play one rebel, you play us all. At 9:50 p.m. to save our mascot and our name. As of today at 4:23 p.m., we have 1,783 signatures. Thank you for listening, and go Rebels!
My name is Daniel Hill. I live at 1918 Treetop Lane, Department C. And what does the word rebel mean to us? Respect for our diversity, excitement, believe, entertainment, and loud. This is what it means to us. My 4 years of high school, I have never experienced or been called any derogatory names or have been put out of opportunities because I was African American. I became friends with everybody who didn't care what race you are. We all got along. Everything has a story behind it, and with the school mascot, the Rebel Man has a story. It was a sad story, but one thing I said was, it's history. We can learn about it and not reenact it. Every Friday, I will go to the pep rallies and cheer and get loud because it's Friday and we're all hype. I would stand almost center floor in the pep rally dancing with the cheerleaders and even sit on the sideline and watch my friends do their thing. Well, leading towards the end of the pep rally, Coach Anderson would come up to us and give us an enlightening speech. And then the night of the game, I stand cheering the Rebels on. I even take pictures with my friends and parents because very little people knew who I was, because that's what I love to do, and that's why, as class of 2015, I had a blast of being the Rebel Band this year. Do you honestly think we ever gave thought that what was said about the Rebel Band was racist? Like I said, we knew the history, we just didn't reenact it. What was said about the Rebel Band? It's history. You can tell your kids about it, but it's a history. Do not dig it up. Don't bring it up. And we're here because we love each other and we have strong bonds. And guys, this is a new generation. We're all mingling and forming friendships. And to the future Rebel Man, no matter what race you are, people will tell you the history. Your parents who graduated back then will tell you the history. Just suit up. Say it's the past, go have fun, and it shouldn't matter who's in front of the suit or what skin color you are. Go out and be a good rebel and have fun. I'm asking the Board of Education to give us the respect to decide for ourselves who we want to be.
Treetop Lane, and I'm here on behalf of the student body and alumni of Vestavia Hills High School. I know the situation may call for a public discussion, but we all believe that our mascot represents school spirit, pride, and tradition. What it means to be a Vestavia Rebel has never brought upon discrimination or racism. We are a rebel family, and anyone and everyone is welcome to carry on that tradition. We have never referenced our mascot to color or racism. Our mascot represents our student body and school spirit, along with who we are. Everyone knows when you play one rebel, you play them all. No one is ever being discriminated upon. Majority of students in our community understands that and view the situation that we are being put in as nonsense. I personally have never encountered a racist or discriminating situation in Vestavia City Schools. We as a community and students understand that color has never been a factor in our everyday lives. On behalf of former and current students, we do not prejudge by color, and everyone is welcome despite race. We believe our mascot and school name should stay the same as it has been. I believe the Board of Education, along with others, should respect the student body of Vestavia Hills High School enough to let them have a say in the decision of our mascot and school name. Honestly, being the Vestavia Rebel Man for the Vestavia Hills High School has been one of my greatest experiences from high school, and I would love to do it again if I had the chance. I am proud to be a Vestavia Rebel. Thank you.
My name is Channing Freeman. I live at 512 Eastwood Place. And I'm speaking today on behalf of Peaches Smith, a former Vestavia Rebel. Peaches said in a comment on Facebook and into a message personally to me that she loved being a rebel. Her quotes, "I was an African-American woman in the rebel suit. Everybody loved me the same in the suit and out. I never had an issue with being the rebel man. My parents were a little concerned, but in the end, they were okay with my decision because I received no negative feedback or comments from it. That year, I was a mascot. I was also crowned the homecoming queen. I am glad that the Confederate flag was removed as the school flag, but it is a disgrace for the rebel man to be removed as well. The rebel man shows school spirit. The African-American students got along great with the white students when I attended the high school. Vestavia Hills High School made me into the person I am today." That was the end of her message. Even as a freshman, I knew Peaches, my friends knew Peaches, and every grade in between knew Peaches Smith. I voted for her for homecoming queen and was elated to find out that she had won. And even the preceding year, we did another African-American homecoming queen, Kira Goins. Peaches was a rebel man, a rebelette, and a manager of the rebelettes. Peaches embodies everything that Vestavia is and stands for, and she's clearly proud of it. And I'm proud of it, too. I would ask the Board of Education to respect the students and the students enough to allow us to make our own decision as to who we want to be and who we will be in the future. Thank you.
Hey y'all, I'm Olivia Brooks and I live at 2612 Vestavia Forest Terrace. I want to start by getting across how much I love Vestavia. I'm so grateful to have received the stellar education that this Vestavia school system offers. I graduated this May, and I know I'll always remember fondly my work as an officer on the debate team, president of the Spanish Club, and my time helping with the special education department. I am so proud of my We the People team, which won fifth place at the national competition in May. And as a side note, I want to say I debated the Constitution on Capitol Hill, and I'm more nervous right now. Next year, I'll be attending Georgetown University, all thanks to Vestavia Hills High School. To me, this issue of changing the mascot isn't about being politically correct. Being on the We the People team, I devoted my entire senior year to studying the Constitution, and I fully understand that there is no right not to be offended anywhere in the great document. I contend that this mascot goes further than to offend. It alienates a substantial group of valuable members of our community and silently divides our school. To me, this issue of changing the mascot is about being morally correct. Why should black students and community members be forced to pay homage to the days when their families were constantly degraded and brutalized? Throughout history, tragedy has sparked social self-evaluation. In light of the recent tragedy in Charleston, our government has finally taken down the Confederate flag that has for so long marginalized black Alabama citizens. Vestavia banned the Confederate flag 15 years ago. Vestavia does the right thing. When it stopped being a requirement that Vestavia bus in black students, we grandfathered in those families that had become a part of the Vestavia family. Vestavia does the right thing. And now it is again time for Vestavians to step up and to examine ourselves, and we must again choose to do the right thing. There is no question in my mind that the Confederate soldier and the plantation owner are symbols of racism and are rooted in the ideas of white flight and white supremacy. However, there is no question in my mind about whether the students at Vestavia are racist. They are not. I can tell you firsthand that the student body epitomizes excellence, character, and acceptance of others. So why should our mascot not reflect that? I understand that many are emotionally attached to the Rebel Man, and I understand that change is difficult. I, however, am more emotionally attached to our reputation as a caring, inclusive, and excellent school system, and I believe the best way to preserve this reputation is to change our mascot to one that reflects our ideals of acceptance and love. Let's find a symbol that embodies who we are today and not who we were in our tragic past. The people of Vestavia have already changed for the better. Now it's time for our mascot to do the same. Thank you.
I'm Palmer Mordecai. At 2551, I'm going to run. I'd like to first say how proud I am to be a Vestavia Rebel. Being such a recent graduate gives my fellow graduates and I an advantage, because what goes on behind the doors of Vestavia is fresh on our minds and especially close to our hearts at this special time in our lives. I could not be more proud to call myself a Vestavia Rebel, and I have great confidence that the majority of my fellow graduates would say the same. I'm sure that you're all aware of the excellence and achievements that are produced every year at Vestavia. But the achievements are not just academic or sports related. The student body at Vestavia exudes character, and the level of acceptance of Vestavia is an achievement in itself. A huge amount of time is devoted to multiple philanthropy projects, which further exemplifies the spirit among the students and the faculty alike. I'm fortunate to have been able to be a part of many of these projects as the senior SGA's Boys Vice President, a member of the Leo Club, and a member of the Relay for Life Committee. Vestavia has countless accomplishments, raises hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for charity, and has, as I've seen myself, a high level of acceptance towards many diverse cultures and races. This should be our concern and our source of pride. We have no reason to be ashamed. History is in the past, and Vestavia learned a great deal from the past. Just because some moments of history were hurtful does not mean we have the right to erase them. This is our school, and the students, faculty, administration, parents, and community all work diligently to ensure that it is constantly improving and maintaining the tradition of excellence. The Rebel Man is a part of the tradition. It's our school symbol. Perhaps the people who are judging our school and community should look at the facts. What some believe to be a symbol of oppression, hatred, and racism has been transformed by the students of Vestavia Hills into a symbol of academic merit, unwavering school spirit, success in sports, philanthropy, and togetherness. All in all, this decision will be made by the appointed administrators. I truly hope that their decision will be based off the community's interests and the students' wants, instead of being concerned with the image that the politically correct world would prefer us to portray. Let our actions speak for us and show who we are. The students have proven themselves time and time again. Give them the respect they have earned to be able to choose and allow for them to vote. Thank you all again for your time, and go Rebels.
My name is Stone Brooks, and I live at 1229 Chasen Drive, and I'm a senior at Vestavia Hills High School and am on the football team. Being a Vestavia Rebel means that you fight back and you don't give in, even in the face of adversity. Coach Buddy Anderson has wired this attitude in everyone who has ever coached or come in contact with.
Part of that attitude, which every Vestavia Rebel has, is that when we lose or get knocked down, we get back up stronger than we were before. As a team, we are one. One family with no regard to color or skill level. On the field, when we line up across from that other team, they aren't white or black or different in any way. They are simply the opponent which we as a team have worked so hard for 12 months to take on as a family, to defeat the opposition and defend the honor of our family on the field and in the stands. That's what being a Rebel is about. It's more than a name. It describes a way of life. It describes our family. Give us the respect to decide for ourselves who we want to be.
Stan Webb. I live at 1344 Bowden Drive, and I'm a senior this year and a proud Rebel. The word Rebel, simply put, is one who rises up against oppression. Our country's origin is comprised of the works, bravery, and sacrifice of these Rebels. In Vestavia today, we proudly display this name, and we hold it dearly to us, and under no circumstance do we intend to surrender that. Having a Rebel spirit is what gave our country life and what will continue to spur on the tradition of our great community. It really does boil down to common sense. We're not changing our neighboring schools' names, are we? The Buccaneers, the ones who pillaged, murdered, and raped? Or the Woodlawn Colonels, who shared the same character as our school? They are not facing the same opposition that we are today, and the hypocrisy defies common sense. Whether or not you side with me and my fellow Rebels, at least, I ask you to give us the respect to decide for ourselves what we want to call ourselves. Thank you, and go Rebels.
My name is Kyra Fontenot. I live at 4198 Paxton Place in Vestavia, Alabama. I am a proud Vestavian, and I'm a proud mom, and I'm a proud attorney. And I'm here, as I do in my day job, to speak for people who cannot voice their concerns for themselves. And I believe that Vestavia and all of these students here are actually embodying the things that we want our students and our children to do. And so by voicing the opposition that I hold to these symbols of the Confederacy, it is in no way meant to denigrate the bonds that each of these children have created amongst themselves. What we're here to talk about is our strategic plan. And we're here to talk about conforming our conduct and conforming our actions to what we say we really are as a community. I chose to live in Vestavia. I'm not from here. I chose to live here because these schools are amazing. I chose to live here because I want my daughter to grow up in a place that values excellence. And she will. But at the same time, as a mother, I do not want my child exposed to images of a time when she would have been viewed as less than human. And that is the honest truth about what these symbols represent. And that is not to say that any of the people in this room continue to hold those views. What it means is that we need to display images that comport with the neighborly emotions that we have for each of our neighbors. I believe that everyone in this room wants what's best for children. And I believe that y'all want what's best for my child. And my child needs to walk into a school every day and know that she is the same as everyone else. Not better, not worse. And when we say that we want to rebel against oppression, The oppression we want to rebel against is the tyranny of the majority. We can take votes all the time and say that more people want any view that we can come up with. But at the end of the day, what makes us great in this country is not that we have democracy, because we do not. We're in a republic. And we do not work on mob rule. And this group, I know, has been thrust into a hornet's nest. But as parents who support the change, it is not to put you guys on the spot, and it is certainly not to put these students on the spot. But it is to make very clear that all of the excellent things that we do should not be overshadowed by symbolism. Changing the mascot doesn't change the pride. Changing the mascot doesn't change the relationships. Changing the mascot makes us look like the wonderful community that we are. And that's why I'm asking each of you to hopefully make sure that when my little girl walks through those hallways, she can be appreciated and not be subjected to negative imagery.
My name is Dean Paul. I'm a resident of Vestavia, 2192 Old South Trace. I'm a 1976 graduate of Vestavia High School. And I am in the opinion that we are part of the decision, part of the group that holds the majority decision. And that is that there is no change to the Vestavia name or mascot. The reason that we feel that way is because those symbols were chosen to reflect the rebellion of our student body. I know that to be true, because in the 70s, I was one of those that voted that way. It was a simple process. Each grade submitted a group of names for choices. Those names were narrowed down, and the student body voted, not unanimously, but in a great majority, and chose the rebel name. At that time, our students were nothing more than excited about the prospects of our new school. And that it meant rebellion and rebellion only. And then sometimes later we expanded our symbols to include our mascot. Our mascot was chosen for the same reason, because it represented rebellion. It did not, in our hearts, then or now, represent the shameful times of slavery or the racial issues of the day. It was simply an extension of who we were. In our minds, we were rebelling from Hoover. We didn't want to be a Buccaneer. And we were excited about it. That was where our symbols came from. And I believe, as important as the origin of our symbols are, I think the most compelling reason for no change would be the 45-year history of no problems. You heard it from the kids today. Well, not only was it the kids today, it's never been there. There are no gang wars, there are no gangs, there's no riots. We don't even have any graffiti to suggest that somebody's really objecting to our symbols. It's just not there. So, what are we here for? We're here, we believe, because a small group has decided to perceive our symbols differently than the way we created and celebrated it. It's just that simple. It's the reality of how we've done it versus the perception of a few. Does that mean they're wrong? You know, I heard Olivia, and I'm proud to say she's an alumni. I think she's a credit to all of us. I disagree with her. I don't resent her. I certainly don't hate her. I would ask that those that don't share in our belief don't resent us, because we never celebrated those symbols in the way that you find it offensive. So, where do we go from here? I think you've heard a lot of kids ask you, Let them decide. What's wrong with the democratic process? If the board has to do something, and we're of the belief they should, but if you do feel like you have to do something, we urge you to make it a democratic process. You know, there's a lot of passion on both sides, but the only time in the discussions I've had that it's bordered anger, it's on the idea that the voices of the many won't get heard because of the few. That doesn't mean they don't get to have their say. But what's wrong with democracy? It's worked a lot before. I don't think the kids today at Vestavia High School should have to live with the decision that we made that doesn't reflect who they are. But I don't think they should have to live with the decision of the board that doesn't reflect who they are either. And I don't think to punt the mascot and tell them they can pick the new one, that's not democracy. That's not a choice. I don't think that's fair. I vote that we give the kids, if we have to make a change, let the kids have a say.
Live at 54 Swiss Lane, and I have spoken before many more people than this, and I'm a nervous wreck, so apologize for my stuttering if I do. I'm also a proud graduate of Vestavia Hills High School. I graduated in 1981, which there's some other graduates in here. I believe we were the first ones to win a state football championship. I believe we were the first year to beat Barry in football, which was a pretty big deal. I have three brothers who also graduated from Vestavia, and my father, Mr. Boone may remember, is past president of the Board of Education here. I've lived in Vestavia, my family's lived in Vestavia off and on since 1970. I think it is a great school system. I plan on moving back into Vestavia next year so that my son can attend Vestavia Hills High School. But I have to tell you that it's very difficult for me to explain to my son, who I have raised, to not be discriminatory to others who don't look like him, who has been raised in multi-ethnic, multicultural schools, why I want to send him to a school that has a Confederate mascot. Now, we can say all we want to that, oh no, we've changed it. It's no longer a Confederate mascot. And even if it is, that's not what we meant when we chose that symbol in 1971. And I believe that's true. I don't believe that any graduate or any present student feels that the mascot is racist. But the truth of the matter is that those outside of our school do. And while you may say that it doesn't matter what others perceive, I disagree. I work in a multi-ethnic, multicultural community. I speak all over the nation. I work with people from all over the world. I have to constantly explain that I'm not a racist from over the mountain. That I'm not a racist because my high school flew the rebel flag. And I have looked at people across the table who tell me that they are afraid because they know that the rebel flag and the name rebels have been misused, I agree, by people who are out to hurt them. I think it's time, Board of Education members, President, I think it's past time for us to divest ourselves of all symbols that are racist. And until we do divest ourselves of these symbols, we're going to keep having these meetings. And quite frankly, this isn't what I want on the news when I think of my high school and the city I grew up in. I want them to know that when my brother was in high school, I want them to know what his football team did. when they didn't have very many players at all. I want them to know that when my other brother was in high school, he was a nationally ranked debater. Not a rebel debater, a debater from Vestavia Hills High School. And regardless of who our mascot is or what our name is, we are all going to be Vestavians. And that's what we should be proud of. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Colleen Burrows. I live at 3705 Mountain View Lane. I have two students at Vestavia, and I didn't grow up in Vestavia. I grew up overseas, but my father and mother are from Tuscaloosa. My great-great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War. Like many of you, I have a strong Southern heritage. And so when we went to Liberty Park, we cheered for the Lancers, and when we got to Vestavia, I saw our mascot walk out on the field, and I thought, what? Because I wasn't here in 1976, and I didn't know that fabulous story. It's hard to bring all that with us, and it's hard for me to understand how much you guys love each other. My students love Vestavia, and I do believe that we are a caring, caring community. So I get heritage, and I get God and country, and I get wanting to be proud of being from Vestavia, because I am. I get that the Vestavia Bells are beautiful, because they are. But they didn't grow the cotton. God did. And they didn't pick the cotton. And their mamas didn't wash the dress. There's two sides to the heritage. I believe that the battle flag and the Confederate soldiers protected us, and they were courageous. They loved home and honor. But they would have hated the cowardice acts of men in hoods and boys with bombs and a child that perversely thinks that the people his ancestors dragged here are somehow taking over. Now, we may not think that it matters what other people think, but that's who people think we are outside of Alabama. And I actually do care that they not think that about me. There were children, if you hear nothing else from me, there were children from Vestavia High School that wanted to speak tonight, but their mamas wouldn't let them come for fear of retribution. Maybe that one, they're not here because they're afraid, and we don't know that because they're too afraid to speak. And so on behalf of that girl, I will say maybe she wanted us to know that her heritage is about rape, forced labor, and the inability to be taught to read. Her heritage is a separate water fountain, segregated education, and an amusement park that her daddy was not allowed to take her to. So when she sees the symbol that she didn't know about in 1976, that's what other people see in the symbols. Our Southern heritage is paid for by both blood of soldiers and the blood of slaves. And it's polished up by the help in Mountain Brook and the over the Mountain Country Clubs. It still means that one little girl is not free to speak tonight because she's too afraid to speak up. So I speak on behalf of her. If we choose to keep the rebel flag, I will still, the rebel mascot, I will still love this community because God calls us to do that. I am grateful for the high standards of education my children receive, but I hope we will remember that God and country puts God first, and that we do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility value others, and I would say minorities, above ourselves.
Thank you. Hello, Board of Education. My name is Pat DeWeese. I live at 3048 Asbury Park Place. And I, you said, I feel that I see no need to change the nickname Rebels. However, the mascot and logo, however, are a different matter. Let me explain. Rebels can mean anything. Those in the Confederate Army in the South were called rebels, but consider these examples. The movie Star Wars and some of its sequels are about a rebel alliance fighting an evil galactic empire. Any of the characters in that rebel alliance could have been called rebels. Another movie that has word rebel in its title is Rebel Without a Cause, about a teenage boy going through a normal rebellious phase and starting to adjust to a new community. I also recently learned that American Village, that the colonists who founded this country and resisted the British Empire were called rebels by the British. The hippies from the late 60s and early 70s were often called cultural rebels. Rebellion could be a beautiful thing if it is properly channeled and done with the sincere purpose of improving the community. However, I can understand the need and the desire to get rid of Confederate symbolism in the mascot and logo. The logo for the high school was taken from the University of Mississippi, affectionately known as Ole Miss. It resembles a Southern plantation gentleman or Confederate officer and is called Colonel Rebel. One legend I've heard is that Colonel Rebel was modeled after a blind black man named Blind Jim, who often came to the Ole Miss campus. My parents went to Ole Miss. They took me to many of their football games when I was a teenager. Back then, Confederate flags were waved by football fans in their home stadium. By the fans, it was a common sight. The university leadership, however, was concerned that the Confederate flag was making it hard to recruit black players. They couldn't ban the use of Confederate flags by fans, but because of First Amendment concerns, but they were able to get around this by this constraint by banning flag sticks and in effect preventing the use of flags, including Confederate flags. More recently, the University of Mississippi retired Colonel Rebel and replaced him with a black bear. I think the University of Mississippi uses the nickname Rebels and uses the symbols of the Old South because Ole Miss and the town of Oxford, where the school is located, is one of the most southern places in the world, rich in antebellum southern history. Such is not the case with Vestavia Hills, which was not founded until almost a century after the Civil War. This suburban city does not have a southern feel to it. Even Birmingham, the main city in our metro area, was not around during the Civil War. Neither the city of Vestavia Hills or many of its people have ties to the old Confederacy, and most Vestavia residents and high school students certainly do not agree with the Confederate cause. Thus, Confederate mascots and logos are even less appropriate for Vestavia High than they are for Ole Miss. If a place like Ole Miss, which is rich in Southern heritage, can move beyond Confederate symbols, so can Vestavia Hills. The Colonel Rebel mascot and logo is an old man with a cane, which implies feebleness. It is certainly not intimidating to imposing teams, which I assume is the purpose of any sports nickname, mascot, or logo. For these reasons, a redesign of the mascot and logo is very much overdue.
Good evening. My name is Steve Bendall, and I reside at 1355 Batham Drive, and I am a 40-plus year stakeholder and proud Vestavia Rebel. Why are we here tonight? We're here because of perception. There's a false perception that's being put out there about our city and our school. Perception is strong, and it can be a scary word, especially in this realm right here. Our opponent has painted a false perception to the public and to you, the board, and now we're all having to react to it. Reality, that's a concrete word, and it is a firm and true word. There's two big differences right there. I've just heard we're backwards people here in the state of Alabama. That's what I heard. We're so backwards, we're the fourth leading exporter here in the state of Alabama for the entire United States. In Jefferson County alone, last year, $189 million was brought in here by foreign countries that have companies here in Jefferson County. That's over 100 foreign companies in Jefferson County alone, many of which reside here in Vestavia Hills. Closer at home here, Vestavia, our home, they want you to believe that the perception is that we've attached a name and symbol of hate and oppression, and that others believe this to be true. That is far from the truth. They want you to believe that because of this false perception, Vestavia has a stigma. People don't want to be attached to us. People don't want to be a part of us. People are willing to leave because of a false perception. Year to date, revenues in our city have exceeded 2014 by $930,000. That's almost $1 million year to date. Ad valorem and property tax, which we need for our school system, our children, and our services, have exceeded by $236,000 year to date. We've got almost 1,000 members in our Chamber of Commerce. That is people who are either doing business in our city or want to do business in this city. Business licenses, they've exceeded 2014 by $290,000. Residential building permits in 2014 were at an all-time high at 114 building permits. Commercial construction sits right now at over $20 million. By the end of this year alone, we will be over $100 million in construction. These are facts and figures from our own city. And our city leaders tell us over $100 million is good for the next few years to several years. Straight from our city leaders. Liberty Park is getting ready to add a 700-acre development, people. That's 1,100 homes that they're getting ready to build. They're already pre-selling these, and they haven't turned one bucket of dirt yet. A developer wants to be part of Vestavia so much that he's donating more than half of his property, the old Altadena Country Club, to the city of Vestavia so that he can become a part of our city and that he can build homes for more people who want to come to Vestavia. Jeff Downs, our city manager, in a recent newspaper article states, "We're in a position to grow like we've never grown before." These are all figures from our own city leaders. So the reality is, we're perceived pretty well as a city. People do want to come. To borrow a line from an old movie, if you build it, they will come. Through you, the board, previous boards, our city leaders, and all the hard work and all the great people of Vestavia, this is a place that people want to come. Don't take the false perception nobody wants to be here because of somebody on the sideline or a drawing or a name. Our schools, they want to tell you that our schools promote hate, exclusion, and outsiders aren't welcome, and people don't want to come to our schools or they'll leave because of a sideline character or a picture or a name. You guys know you deal with it every day. Enrollment in Best ABC schools that are in all-time high. We're literally bursting at the seams. You, the board, and previous boards have worked with the city leaders to try to keep this influx of people down so that we can keep the proper teacher-student ratios. And we appreciate that because you're cranking out some next year's leaders, a great student body. Mr. Miles, if he were here, he'd tell you we're the best middle school in America. We've all heard that. And we were and are the best middle school in America. The high school is a blue ribbon school. How do I know it? I see it every day when I drive by and that little board's going by telling you it's a blue ribbon school. They don't dole that out to just anybody. Your hard work, their hard work, everything. Okay? We've graduated a huge senior class this year. 88% of them are going to four-year colleges. 9% are going to two-year colleges. 15% will enroll in 44 different colleges in 21 states outside of Alabama. We've got 19 national merit finalists, and I can go on and on and on. Go to the board's website and look at the accomplishments of our student body and our students. Relay for Life. We raised over $264,000 to students and the community. 62% of our grads were offered $21 million to go to colleges. Did they care if you got a rebel in the name? No. That's $21 million being offered to our own people here. That's a strong statement right there. All right. What I would ask in closing is you see these kids, these students, this generation, they get it. They don't see color. There is no color to them. It's friends by name, their classmates, their family. My generation and older, we're the ones who put color on it. We don't need to impose that on this generation. At the end of the day, it's our school, it's their time, and it's their choice. Show them the respect that these students deserve and let them make the vote. Thank you.
Daughters in high school. I love the schools. I am very proud of the schools. And I accept absolutely that the students who have spoken tonight and the parents who support the Rebel mascot do so without intending it as a racial symbol, without intending to be racist. But what I want to say to you tonight is that perception and history are important. And they persist, even if we try to revise them or pretend that they don't exist. They are still there, and they are still important. Not long after I graduated from college, I had the good fortune to work for a really great man. His name was Chuck Morgan. Some of you may have heard of him. He was a lawyer from Birmingham, who at the time I worked for him was practicing in Washington, D.C. He was a brave man who was very true to his principles, for which he was run out of this town, Birmingham, not Vestavia Hills. After the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing, Chuck was courageous enough to speak out, not just against the violence and the hatred, and not just against the white supremacists who committed that bombing, but against the good white people of Birmingham who just sat silently by and allowed overt racism to take over the town. And the ordinary folks, the well-to-do folks who considered themselves too classy, too well-educated to be a part of the problem, they were a big part of the problem, and Chuck said so. And in response to that, he got death threats from his wife and his young children and was forced to leave town. I have thought about Chuck an awful lot in the last couple of weeks, and I feel that I have let him down. Because, not that I'm not outspoken, I complained to Jamie Blair in 2007 when this board decided to get out from under that desegregation order. I thought that was wrong then, I think it was wrong now. But I'm still ashamed that I have personally failed to make noise before now about race-learning symbols in our schools. I'm ashamed that I was afraid to speak out because I worried that my daughters might suffer the consequences at school. For an voiced opposition to the Rebel mascot. I'm ashamed that I actually even entertained the idea that retaining the Rebel name and just getting rid of the mascot might be a good compromise. It isn't. I'm ashamed that I was hesitant to speak at this meeting, and I felt Chuck's finger pointed at me. Because racism is not exclusively the province of redneck yahoos who spout white supremacy, or use racial language, or even secretly harbor racial feelings. Every one of us who accepts a culture of racial difference, a culture that celebrates the symbols of the Confederacy, even if we change their clothes, and symbols that were born in the culture of slave owning and Jim Crow and resistance to integration, are all guilty. And I count myself among those. The only thing we can do here to do what is right is to completely reject the lingering symbolism of racial difference. I don't think, again, that all the people who support the rebels are racists or that they hold those beliefs, but those who argue that the rebel man is not a Confederate symbol are just wrong. It's not just a cute cartoon. In fact, the rebel man in different clothing is precisely symbolic of Alabama's historic and continuing resistance to true racial equality and integration. Slaveholding turned into Jim Crow and segregation, And when desegregation was ordered, segregation turned into white flight and separate school systems. And in fact, this school, Vestavia Hills High School, was founded amid desegregation litigation and daily newspaper headlines about how upset and terrified white parents were about the integration that was happening in their schools. What was then referred to as the mixing. The Rebel was chosen as the mascot at the outset, and it was patterned after Ole Miss Colonel Reb. Now, we may change its clothes, but most of the country and most of us here still knows that it was Colonel Reb, and it is Colonel Reb. It used to be displayed with a battle flag. The school doesn't allow that to be done formally anymore, but the Confederate flag still flies in the parking lot at student events.
That's not a fact. No, I've seen it. I've seen the flag on people's cars.
Not in the parking lot.
So that is the history. Even if we pretend otherwise. A wolf in sheep's clothing remains a wolf, but it's more insidious. If we don't reject the culture of racial difference in every form, we perpetuate it. So what is retaining Colonel Reb as our mascot teaching our children? Is it teaching them about what's in our strategic plan and the mission statement of the school? About acceptance and tolerance and diversity and going out into the world to lead it? Or is it teaching our children that having what we want trumps everything regardless of who else it might hurt? Or that we can cut out the ugly parts of history and ignore them and just continue to honor something that really is not very honorable. Thank you.
Just as a reminder for the speakers, we're addressing the board.
Okay, fine. I apologize. I have to put on glasses. I am Celia Anthony. I'm a resident here for 26 years. I live at 2611 Whetstone Road. I am very honored to tell you that I began my teaching career here as a student teacher and in the early 1980s under Jim Williams at Vestavia East. I cannot tell you how honored I was at the time, and I still am, to put that on my resume. I did live it. I was on the faculty in the 80s. The busing, and I can honestly tell you, was wonderful. Jim Williams and our PTO and everyone that was there loved all of my students, and I had wonderful students. And there was never any racism that was shown at Vestavia East. But I am here today to tell you that I'm very sad. I'm very sad because Dylan Roof would have been one of my students if I had worked in Chapin, South Carolina. As a special education teacher of learning disabilities, behaviorally disturbed, and emotionally conflicted, my research on this young man shows that he qualified for services. I have no idea whether he received those, but I will tell you that the many, many articles written over the past 2 weeks were very sad to me. They were sad because all of the information we have in hindsight could have averted this. School records show that Dylan displayed an emotional and behavioral conflict as early as second grade. His second grade teacher listed him as an obsessive compulsive student. Prior to ninth grade, he changed 6 different schools and went as long as 7 months with no education at all. By all basic accounts, he was illiterate. He failed ninth grade twice. He ended up dropping out. Whether you're familiar with mass murders or not, there are commonalities that we know to look for. As teachers, we're taught them. We've gone to, after the Columbine, we went all nationally, globally, to everything we could learn about these mass murders. Number one is a mental health disorder. Number two is drug use. The other three are ability to acquire guns legally, isolation, attraction to violent video games, delusions of grandeur, and inability beyond his ability to get over disappointment. I'm sad to say Dylan Roof had all of these. They're all totally documented. Documents show he was arrested prior to this. He made threats on the College of Charleston and at a local mall. We now know that this was a significant issue in this young man's life. Tonight, I request that we focus on why we're really here. We're really here because there are Dylan Roofs walking in our schools right now. All of you students have Facebook. Dylan Roof had an open Facebook account and no one listened to him. No one turned him in. No one thought he was serious. Can we focus on identification, education, and treatment of these youth? Neither our mascot nor a flag caused Dylan Roof for us to be here tonight, caused his actions. I think we all want so badly to point to one thing. And if we did this one thing, we're going to eliminate all the issues that we have focusing it. It isn't going to happen. As a parent and as a teacher, there's a quote that I would like to end in tonight. Prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child. Teach your children to handle adversity. Prepare them. Help them pack their bags. Do not eliminate problems. There will be new ones next week. It is not clear every obstacle in our child's path so that they can be happy now. Allow them to work through these obstacles. Allow them to build life coping skills. I read the strategic plan. I read that every person has value and every voice deserves to be heard. By bringing this up in July, every voice cannot be heard. Let our students speak. Let them solve the dilemmas. They have always made adjustments. In 2006, they made an adjustment when presented with it. Under your strategic plan, objective number one, 100% of the students will possess confidence to lead positive change. Allow them to lead and allow them to change. This is not our decision.
I live at 1300 Malibu Place. I'm a longtime Vestavia resident. I have three children in the Vestavia school system, including two students who will be high schoolers in this coming academic year. By day, I am a business professor and dean of the business school at University of Montevallo. And I'm here representing a group of parents that feel it's important that the mascot be changed to something that is more inclusive and something that is not a reflection of and has obvious associations with slavery, Jim Crow, and our Confederate past. I'm a long time, 10 plus year member of the Vestavia Hills Chamber of Commerce. I served on the board of Vestavia Hills Chamber of Commerce. I was vice president for business development, chaired the business development committee. I am gratified to hear the wonderful news from my fellow chamber member about how well the city is doing. That's one of the reasons that we live here and stay and love Vestavia. Very happy to have been involved in business development efforts over the years, the Blueprint Vestavia Steering Committee. I was on the campaign committee for the new Vestavia Hills Library and was a 2006 graduate of Leadership Vestavia Hills. I say all this not to receive any sort of accolades for my activities with the city, but to let you know I have a long and abiding interest in economic development in Vestavia Hills. While clearly there is strong and compelling moral imperative to change the mascot to something that is more inclusive, there's also a very strong economic case for something that is more inclusive. Successful business and business professionals embrace diversity and inclusiveness as core values. Employees and customers insist upon working for and supporting businesses that embrace diversity and inclusive values. As this board well knows, Vestavia Hills and our schools are funded by taxes. Business development is extremely important to the tax base because a business moving into a property in Vestavia Hills will generally contribute more to the tax base versus a resident, and it puts no students into the school. So the result is the more resources per student. While you can still get an argument going around at the kitchen tables in Alabama whether Confederate symbols represent hate or heritage, to the rest of the U.S. and the world, the issue is settled. The issue is certainly settled among senior business leaders. All you have to do is look at the current Birmingham Business Journal poll numbers suggesting that 60% of Birmingham's own business leaders find the display of the Confederate symbols hurts business in the region, and almost no one thinks that it helps. Our own governor, Robert Bentley, identified economic development as one of the reasons for removing Confederate symbols from the state capitol. Someone is obviously very conservative and very pro-business. Major business organizations, such as our beloved NASCAR, and I know there are NASCAR fans in the room, Walmart, Sears, eBay, Amazon, are all proactively removing Confederate symbols and disassociating themselves from Confederate symbols, and we should do the same. The more we cling to symbols that suggest that we're still hearkening fondly to a history of discrimination, the less attractive we'll be as a community to live and do business. We've heard the wonderful things that our school does, and it does. And we've heard from these wonderful students, we've heard great news about business development. But this is who's coming to our community. What we don't get to hear are the negatives. Who doesn't come? What are the opportunities that we could have had if we had a more inclusive symbol for our high school? This effort is in no way an indictment of these wonderful students. We've heard testimony tonight, and I've read numerous blog statements from fine young people, including a number of African-American graduates who dressed as the rebel man and had a great time. I never got to dress as a mascot, but it sounds like it'd be loads of fun. I suspect that dressing as an inclusive mascot would be just as much fun as dressing in one that fills up a room and is in need of this level of defense. We have an obligation as the adults to our students. Our students are graduating into colleges and universities that are increasingly and intentionally diverse. Our graduates will ultimately enter a global employment marketplace where embracing diversity is a core job skill. Graduates will invariably find themselves working with and for colleagues from very diverse backgrounds. Adopting a more inclusive mascot reflects our desire as a community to prepare our students for success in the world that awaits them. Ultimately, the mascot cannot be judged by the personal interpretations of former or current students, but must be seen as an embodiment of the Vestavia Hills High School brand. If we were building a school today, honestly, it would seem unlikely that we would select a Southern plantation owner as a mascot. Likewise, we would rightfully be shocked if a company moving into Vestavia were to employ a Southern plantation owner as their brand symbol. To the broader community beyond Vestavia Hills that may consider Vestavia Hills as a place to live and or do business, as well as to many within our community, the rebel Southern plantation owner would seem to hearken fondly to slavery, Jim Crow, and a checkered and hurtful racial history. Our students are better than this. They deserve a better mascot. Adults, it's our duty to assure that the mascot, the brand of Vestavia Hills, reflects our broad and diverse community, as well as the decency and mutual respect that is the hallmark of our community. A new and inclusive mascot for the high school will be symbolic of our willingness to acknowledge the past and make good on the promise of moving forward in full community as one united Vestavia Hills.
Webster. I live at 1286 Branchwater Lane, Fayette County High School class of 1977, just so everybody knows. Let me talk about the sordid and the mundane for a minute. What is this going to cost financially for us to do this? We're talking about all these changes that have to be made. I just made a quick list. You know, I had to talk to a couple people to find out. We're talking about cheerleader uniforms, tops and skirts separately, warm-up jackets, body suits, practice shirts, signs the cheerleaders use. And there, my understanding is there's 44 football cheerleaders, 19 basketball cheerleaders, and 30 diamond dolls. All right, we've got signage around the field. We've got promotional items that we sell, shirts, jackets, sweats, warm-ups, visors, caps, seat cushions, things like that. Uniforms, coaches' attire, and that doesn't include the big rebels in the end zone and the rebel man on the basketball court. Do we have a number for what we think it's going to cost financially to make the changes? I guess that's a rhetorical question.
$100,000 for cheerleading football
only. No, I understand. It's just those what I said is going to be in excess of $200,000. I didn't know maybe the board had worked up an actual number that could share with us. You know, there's a rebel flag in this room. Do y'all see it? It's right there in the corner. King George says, let's deliver those rebels sharp blow. This country was founded by rebels for rebels. Rebel doesn't have a negative connotation unless you're the one being subject to the rebellion. The young lady mentioned the fact that she was concerned about mob rule and the majority and the tyranny of the majority. Absolutely. And she's fighting against that. You know what that makes her? A rebel. I don't think anybody would mind if our mascot was a patriot. Because you know what a patriot is? A successful rebel. That's all. I'm not trying to be funny. All right, and I've heard a lot, well, it means this to those, it means this to those. I've always tried to follow is the way you deal with ignorance is education. You don't run from it, you don't hide it, you don't turn violent, you try to educate. That's all you can do. This has all been kind of a interesting experience for me. One of my sons asked me, you know, what's going on? Why is everybody in such a tizzy? So I had to explain to them slavery, Civil War, Confederate flag, Klan, Jim Crow, why some people are offended and some people are not. Their response, without exception, has been, what's that got to do with us? Because it doesn't impact them like it impacts us. It doesn't because they don't suffer the legacy of prejudice and bias that we do. It's not their legacy, it's our legacy. They have moved beyond us, and thank God that they have. They're past it. We need to get past it. We need to get past it, and instead of forcing our prejudices on them. You know, frankly, I want to be more like them. I don't want them to be more like us. They're moving on. This is their school, and I would hope that we would have respect enough for them to let them decide who they want to be.
Cass McWaters, 1009 Oak Lawn Drive. And in honor of your request, I'll try to cut out some things that might be duplicated. Just to clear up a few misunderstandings, I am a graduate of Vestavia Hills and a former teacher and former principal, retired principal there. First of all, the rebel battle flag was never the official flag of the school system. Mr. Boone and I have been in many meetings over the years where these subjects came up. I will admit that we as a system did not do the right thing in allowing it to be displayed for so long. I will readily admit that. In 1999, 2000, I went to our principal. I was an assistant principal at the time and asked that principal, would she mind if I subtly changed our school logo? Because the school logo had an American flag and a rebel flag next to it. And it was a very easy change because if you just took away the stars on the rebel flag, it turned into the state of Alabama flag. And that was the change that was made in 1999-2000. In 1996, upon returning to Vestavia, we once again I was inundated the first month as principalship about rebel flags, just inundated with letters. It was almost like they were waiting for the new principal to come, and here we go again. And so in 2006, I introduced a flag that currently is the school flag that was designed by the Multicultural Awareness Club back in the early 1990s, the flag was already in the foyer at the high school over there, sitting in a corner, displayed but not promoted. And we promoted that flag. We made car flags, we made large flags, and I remember going out there once they came in, and every rebel flag that was flying in our parking lot, I know what the students were saying a minute ago of not allowing rebel flags in the parking lot during the day. However, at night, and this is another thing that Mr. Boone and Dr. Blair and us had consulted each other on, at night at a paid parking lot event, how far can you go? But I remember going out there and offering exchanges. You give me your rebel flag, I'll give you the school flag. And we did that for a number of weeks. And we began to see those change. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that every rebel flag disappeared. I'm not going to tell you that because it didn't happen. But we saw students begin to take pride in their school flag. So I did want to just clear that up, because I've seen a lot of things or heard a lot of things out there in social media about flag this and flag that. I'm amazed somewhat at some of the comments about our mascot. We've had four African-American students, two of which you've heard from tonight, one of which, Peach, has sent a letter, that has served as a rebel man since its inception, somewhere around 1999-2000. Four African-American mascots in somewhere around 15 years. I find it hard to believe that these students would have felt like that caricature was offensive. Also, we have a high school in Birmingham, Alabama. 99.9% African-American population has the same identical mascot that we have, wearing their school colors, green. One would have to assume that those students don't feel like their mascot is offensive, or certainly they would change it. Maybe we need to learn a lesson from our students and stop seeing racism at every turn. Maybe, as the former person said, maybe we're the ones that we need to be more like them rather than them like us. I've also heard concerns tonight over the rebel name. By definition, a rebel is a person who resists or defies authority, and this certainly was the case when Vestavia Hills, as we heard from Mr. Paul, broke off from Jefferson County Schools and Berry High School. That was certainly the case. But I claim to you more than that. It also describes our student body. In light of all the bad news that we hear today, this definition, it reflects some of our own students' and teachers' definition of what I came up with years ago called the Rebel Edge. These are quotes from our yearbooks over the years, from students and teachers. Being a rebel means doing your best, giving it your all, loving VHHS, always having the edge, striving every day to be a champion and doing your best to continue to uphold the greatness that the school has always stood for. Being a rebel means not accepting the status quo. A rebel is willing to go and do what others have not done. Being a rebel means thinking of yourself not fitting a set mold or pattern. Being a rebel means not being afraid to stand up for what you truly believe in, to do what you know is right, even though other offers want to follow the crowd. What does it mean to be a Vestavia Rebel? It means feeling like the sense of love and pride you have for your school, knowing you're the best because you put in the hard work, not expecting anything in return. It means realizing you're part of something bigger than yourself, taking pride in all you do. It means taking the responsibility of following the tradition of pride, respect, class, and excellence. I hope you as a board do not choose to drastically divide this community further by changing the mascot. But more importantly, I also hope you do not choose to destroy our students' sense of community by abandoning our name. Thank you.
My name is Jennifer Stinson. I live at 1613 Shades Crest Road. My husband and I have owned a home in Vestavia Hills for about 12 years. Our son has come all the way up through the Vestavia Hills school system. He is about to enter the high school. He is really looking forward to being in the Vestavia Hills marching band. He's going to be on the drum line. He is beside himself with joy. He has had a great time in the school system. He is also biracial. My husband is Asian and I am white. And we find the Vestavia Hills Confederate symbols to be symbols of white supremacy. And we can't understand why the people in the community can't see this. And I will tell you that as I have been sitting back there, no one has made a rude sigh when somebody who supported the rebel was up here. But every time someone who wants to get rid of it gets up here, there are sighs, people are rolling their eyes, they're mumbling, they're saying, oh, people shouldn't be afraid that there would be retaliation. There would be no retaliation. Do you think we're making it up? Yeah. I think you think we're making it up. Let me tell you, if a minority gets up here and says that he or she has not experienced racism in Vestavia or at the high school, I find that credible. I do not think that white people should say there is no racism in Vestavia, there's no racism at the high school. Please never say that to a minority. I've been married to one for 15 years, and I know what happens when you do that. I just want to refute a few things that Cass McWaters said so that I don't repeat other people. You correct me if I'm wrong. You look it up on your phone. But I believe that the other rebel mascot that we're talking about at the 99% black high school is black. They made it black. So we could do that. And I just want to refute the idea that the Confederate flag has never been an official symbol of the high school. Because this is the yearbook, your yearbook from 1981. This is your yearbook from 1982. Remember he said the Confederate flag has never been an official symbol of this school.
No, he didn't. He did not say that.
What did he say?
He said it was a mistake.
Then he...
Let's not interrupt.
I thought you were going to call out the facts were wrong.
This is your first yearbook from 1971. And this is page one. Thank you.
My name is Misty Bennett. I live at 1849 Canyon Road, and I'm a resident of Vestavia Hills, a parent of two children, ages 3 and 6, and a professor at the University of Montevallo. My husband and I moved to Vestavia from Montevallo 4 years ago, primarily because of the quality of public education and opportunities for our children available here. As a white parent of African American children, I am in a position to be a part of both the majority and the minority in Vestavia Hills. I am happy to report that our transracial family has felt nothing but inclusion and support since we moved here, though I know that has not been the case for every family here that includes people of color. Our desire is to have a mascot that reflects the respectful attitude of our community and represents who Vestavia is now, a mascot that I can proudly cheer for and support throughout my children's future careers at Vestavia Hills High School. I applaud the newly adopted mission statement of the Vestavia Hills City Schools, and I truly hope that it is a reflection of the values of the community I have chosen to live in. In order to create a culture of inclusivity and respect, as stated in the school's strategic plan, I feel strongly that the rebel mascot must be changed to a more positive role model for our children. I am asking that the Board of Education reflect upon whether or not this mascot and the rebel name are offensive to some citizens of their school district, and if the answer is yes, I believe there is only one ethical course of action. This is the moment to teach our children that the symbols of the past do not define their future, and to provide a practical application of the appreciation of diversity that is part of the mission statement of our city school system. It is my wish to give my children and all children of every color the opportunity to feel valued, respected, and equal in their hometown. Thank you.
My name is Wendy Price. I live at 515 Austin Park Drive. My two children go to Vestavia. One is in the seventh grade at middle school at Liberty Park. The other is going into fourth grade. I live through integration in the city of Birmingham. I attended Birmingham City Schools. I was born in 1962, so I was in about third grade. And I do remember, and no, we do not want to make our past their future. I believe in these students. And I believe very strongly that they have a good mind and a good heart. And I believe they believe in their school. And that's why we moved to Vestavia. We believe in our schools. But as I was standing in line outside, I heard there were several boys in front of me, young men in high school. He said, "My dad told me what to say. He talked to me last night." That's indicative of me. Is we have to be the leaders here. While we look to these young women and men, they look to us as well for leadership. We do share some common ground. There's truth on both sides of this issue. We're not a community of racism or bigotry. I think we've proven that in so many ways, and we continue to every day. But does this truly speak of who we are, the symbol? It's not just a rebel. I agree. Who can refute the Webster definition of what a rebel is? Of course, it's a person who rebels. But a Confederate rebel is a completely different symbol. A Confederate rebel harkens back to the time when there were slaves, that white people dominated over black people. We know our history, and while we don't want to perpetuate that history, we are endorsing it by allowing this rebel to continue. And I know it's expensive, it's painful, it's not something we really want to change. Change is difficult. But by endorsing a symbol which is representative of an ugly time in our history, we aren't teaching our children very much, are we? Of course, we are equal, but our actions speak louder than words. And I also heard something about the Confederacy earlier, how this is not indicative of the Confederacy, but as the young woman that just had these two yearbooks got up and spoke, she showed us on page 1 and 2, in 1970 when white flight occurred, and I remember everyone moved to the suburbs, including my family. I was born into a very, it's very painful, have a very racist family. My father was a very racist person, and it was very painful to me as a child because I couldn't see why there was such hatred. So I'm so thankful to see these young women and men who've come together. But I do know that it does continue, and there's an underbelly of this conversation that we just can't allow anymore. We simply cannot afford to go on and embrace this symbol when a mascot is not going to cause a mass murder. It's not going to determine our future. It's not going to harm us or to exclude any of you. But it's not something we want to embrace. It does not represent inclusivity. And if we continue to embrace it, what are we teaching our children? Why would we continue to hold on to this symbol of the Confederacy? Why would we smirk and threaten each other, our neighbors? There's such anger around this. Why would we get rid of the Confederate flag if it's not a symbol of the Confederacy? We have a Confederate rebel soldier, an old man plantation owner. It's not just any rebel. So let's look in our hearts to find a way to find some common ground in this. And we will go on. This is not the end of the world, okay? Vestavia will still be Vestavia. Our excellence will continue. Our students will go on. And we can do better. Thank you.
Excuse me. evening. My name is Susan Crow. I live at 1212 Green Glen Road here in Vestavia. I'm a parent of two children in the Vestavia City Schools, and like Misty, who spoke just a few minutes ago, we also have a transracial family that was built through adoption. Unlike Misty, however, my children are Korean American. When I moved back to Vestavia in 2010, and I say back to Vestavia because I was born here and spent my young childhood here in Vestavia. It's a community that I've always loved. And when I came to move back to Vestavia, my primary objective in finding a home was the excellence of the school system. And none of us can argue that Vestavia is the best school system in our area. And we're all proud to be part of the school system. But because my children are of a minority race in Vestavia, I've really made it one of my goals to find ways for them to be viewed as insiders. Because I realize that we do have a community that is wonderful it is in so many ways. There really is a culture of who's inside and who's outside. And I want my children to have every advantage I can possibly give them. I think all of us want that for our children. So we're active in a large Vestavia church. My kids play in the Vestavia Soccer Club. We patronize Vestavia business, and we're very active in the community here. But the fact that we have to put effort into being accepted as insiders to me is troubling. When I read over the strategic plan, which is really a remarkable document, and I apologize for your work on it, two of the objectives that stood out most to me were these. The first is that 100% of students are emotionally secure. And the second is that every student develops, owns, and exercises his or her own personal set of values. To me, these issues are tied together because when our children are emotionally secure, they feel empowered to develop and exercise their values. They feel supported as they figure out who they are and what they believe and why they believe it. And we all know that high school and growing up is a remarkable time to develop that sense of self and that sense of values. But I believe that a divisive mascot stands in the way of many of our children feeling emotionally secure. During the past couple of weeks, as a groundswell has been building around this issue with regard to the Rebel name and mascot, I have heard from dozens of people, current students, alumni, and even adults who live in Vestavia, people who have communicated with me that they support a mascot change but are afraid of speaking out. They are afraid of being ostracized or of being targeted for retribution. And I know this issue has come up, but I want to give a couple of specific examples of things that have happened here in our community. One parent shared with me horror stories endured by her child who was adopted from Africa. On his first day of kindergarten, here at one of our own elementary schools, a classmate told him, "You stink with your brown skin." He went home in tears and asked his mom if she could please give him a really good bath so he wouldn't stink anymore. Also in kindergarten, he was pulled into a bathroom stall, locked in, and punched in the face by a third grader. He's been told that his family isn't real because white and black people cannot go together. He's been told that the types of jobs he's allowed to have as an adult based on his skin color. He has been told that who he can and cannot date and marry because of his skin color. And this child is a rising second grader. Another parent, this one African American, instructed her recent graduate daughter, who was going to speak out tonight, not to come for fear that there would be retribution for her younger brothers who are still in the school system. I know that there are folks here tonight who, on both sides of this issue, who are horrified by the thought that there would be retribution. But these are very real fears of people in our community. There's a lady standing outside tonight. Her name is Gajar Apartman. She wasn't able to get in. But she expressed to me, I have a copy of what she planned to say, and that her daughter and some of her friends, this is an African-American family, have been targeted by teachers, coaches, other students, and parents in ways that are unacceptable. So I'm thrilled that many of the young folks here today, especially people of color, have not experienced this. And I pray that that is what would happen for all of the children in our community. My own child in first grade, as an Asian American, was told by a classmate that he couldn't come over to his house and play because he was black. I know that these are perhaps rogue incidences, but I believe that when we live in a community that, regardless of whether folks believe this is true or not, our symbolism reflects a racist past. And I don't believe that we can bring out the very best in our already excellent community when we have symbols that make some children in our community and some adults feel as though they are not entitled to the same experiences and the same rights that the rest of us have. So I also believe that this is a decision for the Board of Education. It is the high school of these students who are there now, but it's also my kids' high school, and it's going to be the high school for kids who come for years and years. And so I applaud you, Board, for taking this really challenging issue and giving it the thought that I know you will. And I hope that y'all will make the decision to move away from the Rebel name and mascot.
Head. I live at 2031 Magnolia Ridge, and everyone up here is probably doing okay. I know I really did not plan on speaking because I know, but I have a different perspective in that I'm a 1980 graduate of Woodlawn High School. I was a Woodlawn Colonel. I was once a Colonel. I'm always a Colonel. When I moved here, I became a Rebel. I'm once a Rebel, always a Rebel, because I support my community and my team. I did graduate in 1980, so I'm old. And I actually called one of my former principals today on the phone and asked him, said, you know, was I just oblivious to what was going on in our school during that time? I said, did any issue ever come up where anybody associated our colonel, my proud colonel, with any kind of racism, hatred, or anything in our school? And he said, never once did a student, a parent, or anybody outside object to our mascot, our image, our character. Now, at the time, we did not have someone that walked around the sidelines. I don't think anybody really did that long ago. But, you know, I do know that they do have one now. It's very similar. And I also talked to the cheer sponsor, and she said that, yes, that, you know, they have taken and put darker makeup on the costume to fit more in with their student body. But I am as proud as I am today to be a Rebel as I was a Colonel and to have graduated from that school. And I think that you know, the kids, they embrace it. It's something that unites them, no matter what color, no matter what nationality, no matter, you know, rich, poor, big, little, fat, skinny, you know, never was one of those. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying? They embraced it. They never looked at people that way. And, you know, I was the minority when I graduated. So I feel like I can speak from my heart. I really honestly had not planned on saying a word. But, it just hurts me that there's these labels that it has to be what that image. Just because somebody else thinks that's the image, we have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. We can show the people around our community, around the state, around this country. We can show people around the world that it's different to be a Rebel. And that we can show them by educating those around us. And quite frankly, honestly, if you're embarrassed to be a Rebel because of some mascot, I feel like it's your responsibility to educate those that you're talking about and say, no, that's not what it was about for me. That was not what it was about for my friends. And this is what it meant to me. Like I said, once a colonel, always a colonel. Once a rebel, always a rebel. And I would implore and ask you, the board, and Ms. Phillips, the superintendent, to give the kids the respect they deserve. Let them have a vote. Let them have a say. And further, I would also encourage you to let them get back in school. This has been thrust upon them, and they did not ask for it.
And I think that's where we have to draw the line. I appreciate your time. I promise I was not going to say anything. But I really, you know, I think I have a different perspective. So thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Marcella Shepherd. I was not planning on speaking tonight. I have a real different twist than most. I live at 2509 Mountain Woods Drive. My mom and dad have lived here since 1952. My oldest brother and sister went to Berry High School. My older sister and I went to Vestavia in class of 1984. I say we keep the Rebel name and ditch the mascot. Do we have to have a mascot? I mean, that way both sides are happy. My daughter starting as a cheerleader, will be a cheerleader at Vestavia High School, and she's proud to be a Rebel. And I'm proud of her for being a Rebel. And I just hate to see this whole community divided over political correctness. I feel like we're better than that. I feel like we should remain the Rebels and just not even have a mascot. I know that's a crazy twist than anybody, you know, has said here tonight, but or dress him up like Uncle Sam, unless people are offended by our country. But I'm just a little different thought maybe to that than Toby getting. I do worry about. I've paid out a lot of money in cheerleading outfits so far this year, and I just think it's going to cost the system a lot of money to redo everything that we've had for years and years and years, 45 years. And I just wish you would consider keeping the Rebel name, but perhaps changing the mascot or no mascot. That's just my view. Thank you.
My name is Marie Brzezinski, and I live on 2952 Danita Drive. I was also not planning on speaking either, so I'm a little nervous. But I live in Cahaba Heights. And my first grade year was when I went from being in Jefferson County City Schools to being part of Vestavia. And I remember people saying, "You're too poor to live in Vestavia. You're white trailer park trash. You do not need to be here." So I also understand what it's like to have negative comments against me and to kind of be on the minority side of things. That has since obviously gone, and no one really gets that anymore, but I would like to say that I think we should keep the mascot and keep the Rebel, because it really does not reflect anything in the past. It reflects who we are as a school and who we are as a traditional school and with our traditions. I also like to say, what if we change the mascot? What if we change it and we get rid of it? Does that make everything go away? I know that there are some racism and that there are things that happen in our community, but I also understand that if we just took away the Rebel mascot, that it would not solve all our problems. We would still have problems, and I don't think that that's the answer to our problem. And I also think that as a school board, y'all would keep the students' interests in mind and let them decide on whether they want to be a Rebel or if they want to change it. Thank you.
Sherry D. Hall, and I live at 2970 Green Valley Road in Cahaba Heights. 8 years ago, my daughter was in private school. I had a choice to send her to public school. I live in Alabaster. I Googled so much, did a lot of research. I'm like, Vestavia. I didn't care about Rebels. I didn't look at that. That was not an issue for me. The issue was low crime rate and a great education. So I made that move. Just in 1 week, we moved to Vestavia. That is a mistake I do not regret, nor will I ever regret it. And since we have been up here, I have never taught my daughter to look at anybody like there's color. And we treat everybody the same. In our church, we have black and white members. We don't see color. That is taught by people that shouldn't teach our kids. Don't do that because of their skin color. We don't see that. My daughter has had the pleasure of having friends from every race come spend the night. I've carpooled them. We've had the most fun. Never once Did anyone say, well, it's that rebel mascot? If you want to stop the hate, you got to start with the racism. Stop the racism. And it starts within you. If you go in your heart and you pray about it, and let everybody see how you treat people, that is what people should judge you on. Not by any symbol whatsoever. My daughter is proud to be in the Rebel Band. That has just been one of the great things that she has always loved. And she wants to continue that. Well, she will continue to be in the band no matter what. The only thing she said is, Mama, can you tell them that we're all in this together and to let this go? Stop the hate. It doesn't matter about, that's not what the Rebel mascot represents. And to just pray for everybody. Thank you.
I'm extremely nervous because I don't speak in front of people and I get really emotional. But I have sat here and I've listened to some stuff tonight, and I'm a graduate from 1989. My name is Lori Lawrence. I live at 2252 Jacobs Road. I moved here when I was a year old. I have two brothers that graduated in the 70s. Again, I graduated in 89. I have two sons, one who graduated in 2011, one who graduated in 2014. Every one of us is proud to be a rebel. Every one of us has looked at the mascot. The discussion in my family, more than anything else, has talked about how the mascot looks more like a Colonel Sanders or more like Uncle Sam. The issue was brought up about Woodlawn and how they have changed the color of their mascot to black. What if they would have changed it to a more Asian color? They wouldn't do that because those students are in the minority at that school. Their mascot represents the majority of the students. You don't want to let anybody feel alienated, but we have a diverse community. You can't include everybody in one symbol. It would be great if we could have a symbol for every person out there. Multiple symbols. We do have multiple symbols. I hear a lot of talk about this mascot. There are two mascots. One mascot that is a drawn mascot that looks like Uncle Sam to me, looks like Colonel Sanders. The other is this mascot that is on the field. I actually Googled it to find the costume company that sold it. That is actually sold, and anybody can go look at it, as a Union/Confederate costume. Black and white, right there. Union/Confederate. We didn't buy it as a Union costume. We didn't buy it as a Confederate costume. We bought it because it matched something. I honestly don't know why we bought it, because it doesn't match anything I've ever seen at Vestavia. If you actually compare it to true costumes, the Union, the costume is blue. I'm not going to reiterate history class because everybody knows who wore blue. The symbol on our costume is crossed swords. That was actually worn by Union. The rebel soldiers wore rebel flags. Our mascot doesn't have that. He doesn't represent a Confederate general. I think that there are a lot of points that have been made that are very good on everything. I don't want to reiterate everybody's point. There is racism. I know that. There's hatred. There is bullying. There has been since I was there. There will be after I'm gone. But we need to focus on getting that issue taken care of, and removing this symbol is not going to do it. Adding new symbols is not going to do it. I think the students would be better served by us looking into ways that we could help, truly help them. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Daniel Otto. I currently go to school in Tuscaloosa, University of Alabama. Roll Tide. My address, I'm graduating this year, is going to be in 1322 17th Street West in Atlanta. I'm a proud graduate of the year 2005. I think that in itself kind of, that's why I think I'm not reiterating anything that anyone said. I'm kind of falling in a different year than when I've seen most people come up. First, I want to begin, thanks to the Board of Education for putting this together. I think this is awesome. I've been in college for 10 years. I went to Auburn first for 5 years, War Eagle, got 2 degrees there, and now I'm finishing up a degree at the University of Alabama. Roll Tide, and go Rebels, and I currently have a job at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, so go USA. I certainly ascribe myself to all of that, and I think what I will be saying, what's interesting enough is that I probably fall in someone's group, everyone here, but my opinion is going to be something of a compromise, and because of that, I think I won't get a whole lot of applause, but, you know, one side or the other. Truly great to see this many people come out and support Vestavia Hills High School. I think it's great, and I think this support right here, this room full of people, should be the forefront of the conversation itself. I look around this room, and I've talked to people both in here and online. If you're in the alumni group, you might have seen my name pop up. I've certainly had lively conversations with many people. But I look around here, and I don't think there's one person in here who's taking the time out of their lives to do what they believe would hurt the future of Vestavia. And I think we all need to remember that we're all here to promote it. And given this fact, I don't see any reason why there isn't some middle ground or some compromise between complete change and no change at all. As a matter of fact, I think that would be the most desirable solution. And I think this meeting tonight should serve as an inspiration to all of us for Vestavia to pursue a solution that is some middle ground. And quite honestly, my proposal, or what I believe should happen, is keep the name of the Rebels. I like Rebels, go Rebels, right? I've talked to a lot of people who want to keep that. The mascot, can I see that some people could take it as a racial symbol? Yeah. Do I personally take it as a racial symbol? No, but I can certainly see it. I can empathize, I can understand, and I can understand all the points that everyone's brought up here. And I think that's what I kind of just want to say is that, yeah, I can see both sides, and I think there's a middle ground, and my proposal for it would be that if the board were to decide to change the mascot at all, that some suggested adjustments be made, or some suggestions be made, and then the students of the community decide to vote on it. And so there's some sort of a balance here. We want some small change. It's just the mascot. We're going to keep Rebels. But everyone gets to decide. Everyone gets to vote. Everyone gets to participate. And if we're going to redraw the caricature, have a competition where the students get to draw it and get the art team involved. Something where everyone kind of gets to come together, so now the new symbol is something that everyone created, everyone is behind, everyone endorsed, and not something that one side or the other won, right? Because I think that in itself is going to be an issue that will continue throughout time. So there's my suggestion. I actually typed it up, and I will just hand it to y'all. And thank you very much. Go Rebels.
Go Rebels.
Just a reminder, we're going to stop as close to 8 as possible, so the folks queued up now, those will be the final speakers. Not about to tell the subject.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Terry Buster. My address is 1318 Liberty Park Loop, Birmingham, Alabama, 35242. I am not speaking on behalf of myself tonight, a fact for which I'm sure the board members and Attorney Boone are eternally grateful. I am reading a statement from my son, Gray Garris, who is a 2015 graduate of Vestavia Hills High School. He was unable to access the building tonight, and he would like for his words to be read. So y'all have to pardon me if I'm not looking at you. I am Gray Garris. I am a 2015 honors graduate of Vestavia Hills High School. Thanks to the education I received at Vestavia Hills, I received nearly $100,000 in scholarship money from a single university. Thanks to my education, I will probably only have to pay for personal expenses while I am in school. During my tenure at the high school, I participated in cross country and track as a varsity athlete for 4 years. Unlike many of the male athletes who have spoken tonight, I was able to compete for my school for a state championship. I wish everyone had that experience. A few years prior to my arrival at VHHS, Cass McWater strongly discouraged the use of the Confederate battle flag
on VHH's property. When he failed to be able to stop them from being brought to football games, he had a compromise and made exchanges of flags. And yet, the flag is still here. Worn at every football game, stitched into the uniforms of our sports teams, embossed on our trophies, and plastered many feet high on the wall of our basketball court. I speak, of course, of the Rebel Man. The Rebel Man is the embodiment of the bigotry and cruelty the Confederate flag has traditionally represented. The two have been so deeply intertwined over the years that simply banning the flag alone is parallel to feeling accomplished for putting out one single tree while the rest of the forest continues to burn. While the word rebel can always be understood as honorable, in context with the Confederate flag and the Rebel Man, it equates to hatred of those whose skin color is different from our own. I was never required to display him or the word rebels on my singlets and uniforms. My coach was not comfortable with asking his African-American track athletes to wear that. He did allow one of my classmates to place the Rebel Man on a warm-up jersey for the cross-country team, which was 100% white. I agree with his decision not to use those symbols. The Vestavia Hill School System has touted their academic accomplishments for years, especially We the People. You have heard Olivia speak tonight as to her experience with We the People. Why, when we are such a superior educational institution with such a supposed great grasp on our nation's history, have we been so blind to the historical significance of the mascot displayed by our school? I hope you will consider changing both the mascot and the name. This is not a decision we, the students, need to make. Sincerely, Greg Harris.
Hello, my name is Snehal Khatri. I live at 526 Willow Oak Circle. I've been a Vestavia Hills resident for almost 17 years. I was born and raised in Birmingham and attended the Birmingham Public Schools for all my life. So I was not planning to speak as well, but I wanted to kind of rebut a few comments that were made and also kind of clarify a few things. I am a developmental behavioral pediatrician, and I really do take to heart some of the comments that have been made, and I absolutely understand the complexity and the issues regarding mental health and learning disorders and about Dylan Roof. I see this every day. I take care of children with very complicated mental health issues, and I absolutely understand that, and I do not want to belittle that at all. I will say that I do not think that has anything to do with some of the issues that we're talking about today. As the board mentioned today, that this has been an issue that has been brought up multiple times, and unfortunately this may have expedited some of this discussion, but I don't feel like that issue was what we're talking about today. My husband and I bought our house before we had children, and our decision to buy the house was because of the school system. And we, particularly myself, growing up in Birmingham, especially in the 70s and 80s, I was the only Indian person with my sister in the Birmingham schools that we attended. I was very fortunate to be in very integrated programs, and I had a great experience in the Birmingham public schools. And the friends that I made in those schools, I have continued to be great friends with even today, and I'm very fortunate for that. I will say that we were very fortunate for my children not to be the only Indian kids in the schools now, and it's really nice that I live in a very diverse community where we live right now. They are not the only Indian children in their schools, so they do not feel singled out, but we still are an ethnic minority in this. And I am, I'm disheartened when I do hear so many people talk about them not having any, have not experienced racism. And it's very easy to say that when you're not the one who usually experiences it. And we see a lot of people who talk about not experiencing racism, and that's wonderful. But, you know, when you are not a minority, you usually don't experience those things. So
So my children have had a lot of different minor things that they've had to deal with. And unfortunately, there have been experiences at the school system that they've had. My daughter is going to enter the high school, and my youngest daughter is going to enter phys eds. And they've had minor things within the high school, the middle school, where teachers have said really not nice things to her, and making little comments that are not necessarily supposed to be. They're supposed to be jokes, and we're supposed to be like take things easy, and but those things add up, and little things add up. And when you use in your beautiful, inclusive strategic plan where you're appreciating diversity and, you know, leading positive change is the mark of a thriving community as part of your plan, it hurts me when those little things all add up. And, you know, we talk a lot about symbols, and one thing that struck me is we talk so much and it doesn't offend you. Well, you know, in context, context is key, and we talk about the flag being a rebel flag. Well, in context, that's key. In context, this is not a rebel flag. But in context, the Confederate flag, you know, I think we have to put everything in context. The rebel name in context can be very offensive. In context, the American flag can be a rebellious symbol. So I think we have to keep everything in context. So, rebel without a cause in context is not, that term rebel is not offensive to anybody, but the term rebel in context of a southern gentleman slash plantation owner can be very reminiscent of a very negative symbol. With one of the other speakers talking about whether it's a Confederate soldier versus a Union soldier, I don't think it matters. It is a Civil War soldier in context with a plantation owner slash southern gentleman with the symbol of the Civil War. Again, in context, it is a negative symbol, and it can represent us in a negative way to other people. So I just want to make sure that we understand our perceptions for each other is important, and I'm so glad that our students are so great and doing so well, and our city is thriving. We need to understand that we're part of a bigger picture, and not just our bubble in this community. We have to look at how we are in the whole community at large. Thank you.
Good evening, my name's John Lee. I grew up in Center Point, Alabama. Graduated Irwin High School in 1979. If anybody's aware of those times, we had a lot of racial problems in Center Point at that time. I may be the fair-skinned person in here, so I may have not seen a lot of things, but the girl I dated and the girl that I ended up married was a Native American Indian, and at that time, nobody really knew who she was. Dating her through high school and college, I went through all kinds of things of racial, all types of racial slurs, everything else. I spent many a time in the city jail defending her honor. Talking to some of the people here, I understand a lot of that that goes with that. My son has gone to school here. He loved here, graduated in 2014. I'm a national sales director of a company that's located in Chicago, Illinois. On the board, I am the only Caucasian on the board. It's an NBE company, which is a national business of ethnicity. So I'm the only Caucasian on the board with it, and I call on companies all over the United States. As far as the gentleman saying that nobody would put a Colonel Reb or anything up, Yum Foods is a $45 billion company, and they just brought Colonel Sanders back to sell chicken for them to bring back from what they did in the 50s. So there's nothing racial with that. Nobody's associated anything with that. So there's something with that for a company of that size that he said it wouldn't be brought back, but yet it has. So if all the things going on, My son couldn't be here earlier, but I appreciate everybody showing up. And the kids have done a great job speaking. I'm proud of what they've done. My son's a rebel, will always be a rebel. And even though Irwin High School is no longer here, I love it here in Vestavia, and I'm a Vestavia rebel. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My name is Jack A. Travenstead. I live at 2104 Country Ridge Lane in Vestavia, Alabama. I grew up, I'm a Jones Valley Brownie. Y'all have any idea what that is? I grew up on the western side of town, graduated from Jones Valley High School in 1965. That's over in the West End and Powderly and Midfield. I know a lot about racism. You know, I grew up with three doors from African-American people, and today they're some of my best friends still today. I was very privileged to go to the University of Alabama. I've been very proud to live in this community since 1978. I was honored to serve on this Vestavia School Board from 1988 to 1993. I want to applaud these people up here. If you have to sit up here and listen, and to me, that's their job. I don't see anybody fretting or getting mad. I've been watching their reactions up here. They've had some pretty calm demeanor throughout this. I think we need to salute them. They've got a lot of bad publicity on Facebook. I look around and see the mayor and some of the council people back here too. Hey, we elected them. And I'm damn proud of every one of them. And you should be. You put them in there. And I tell you what, I'm honored for Butch and what he's meant to this community. And I see John Henley back here and George Pierce. They're doing an outstanding job. If you look around and just look at Vestavia and how blessed we are up here. And I'm going to get around to my facts here in a minute. But everybody in here that has served in this community, hey, it's not easy. It's not easy to sit up here and listen to all this and have to make a decision that's going to impact everybody in this room. And to be honest with you, I love confrontation. Really do. It doesn't bother me. I honor everybody in here, whether you're on one side or you're on the other side. You've had an opportunity to speak from your heart and your gut. And I don't believe most people in this, they are racism in Vestavia. There's racism in Chicago. There's racism in Ensley, West End, Fairfield, Hewittown, Mountain Brook. It's never going away, folks. You know, it starts at the home. The home, you the parents, me the parent, me a grandparent. It's the values that we teach our children. Whether we got a rebel flag, a rebel mascot up here or not, we got to do a better job not only in Vestavia, but across America. We're never going to eliminate racism. Just look at what's going on all around. Flip on the news every night. And there's no positive journalism in America. All these cameras back here running right now, it's negative journalism, folks. They know it. We know it. Don't be mad at them. That's their job. Their job is to play the news as it unfolds. And I've sat here tonight, and I'd be remiss. I have three daughters that went to Vestavia Hills High School. Wonderful education. All graduates of the University of Alabama. Had a teacher, the daughter now that's taught 20 years in Vestavia. Have another daughter that worked in the school system, got her master's, got tenured, got pregnant, had a baby. Married, by the way. And then she had to go to work for me three days a week. And I promise you, she'd rather listen to you parents than listen to me every day. I've had a business in this community for 40 years. This community has been good to me. But when we talk about, I've listened to all the different things that we've discussed here tonight. They're all legitimate things to point out. I'm not sure it's in this venue that we should do that. When I come to this meeting tonight, I was here to really see what the deal was about the rebel man. You know, as it's been said, the rebel man was elected by the students back in 1971, rebelling against Barry. I'm not going to go any further on that. But you know, the rebel man has stood tall since 1971. And I haven't seen, there is racism here, but the most amazing thing about this community, we was just voted the number one place to live in the state of Alabama. Yeah. If you sit here and listen tonight, man, hell, I want to move somewhere else. But I don't. I'm not going here because I believe in this community, these people, the mayor. We have the greatest faculty in America at this school, not only now, but ever since this school system. We've matured, and we have the most outstanding students. You see them coming back to live in this community. And being on the school board, I'm aware of the federal order we had when the school system was formed. And that was removed, I'm not sure the exact year, maybe 2005. You know, that didn't just go away. You know, the federal courts, the NAACP, their lead attorneys, they had 22,000 pages, not 200, but 22,000 pages to review on how Vestavia had handled discrimination or racism to see if they were going to remove that order. And after a long period of time, they got back with the Vestavia school system. And this is honorable for this entire community, not only the school system, the people that live here, the mayor, the administrators of the schools. They applauded Vestavia. They said, hey, we did not find one thing in all of these 22,000 pages. We're going to release you from this order. And let me tell you what, if that's not doing what's right for 22 years, so that's the most remarkable thing that I think's ever happened up here. We did what was right, and I tell you what, Vestavia continued to do what was right, because we basically said, all you kids that are coming here, hey, we love them kids, whether you're Asian, black, white, you know, we're here to provide a good education for them. And I'll finish up in about 1 minute, please. Them kids can still come here, they can still finish here, and we want them to be just a part and have a good feeling. And personally, I don't know if the students ought to vote. I don't care if you make Donald Duck the rebel man. But let me tell you what, the rebels is instilled in this community. It's a part of the tradition and pride of Vestavia Hills. And we're going to honor it. I'm going to honor it until you change it. And I'm hoping from the bottom of my heart, you've listened to everybody. Be a decision. It's going to be going to impact a lot of people. But I believe in the culture of rebels, and it's kind of like Buddy Anderson does say at every pep rally: once a rebel, always a rebel. But what he really meant by that, not just a connotation or dialogue with words, what he meant was we're going to be unified in this community. We're going to care about each other, we're going to love each other, and we're going to take care of each other. And we have done that since 1971, and I think we'll continue to do so. Go Reds!
I'm Jabbo Wagner. I live at 1829 Mission Road, which is about four blocks right through those windows. I've lived in that home for 47 years. I was elected to the House in 1966, and I was involved in the creation of the school system in 1971. I've had four kids to go to Vestavia. Had somebody in the school system from 1971 to 1990, four children. Three boys and one girl. The boys were athletes, football, baseball, basketball. They were real rebels. Had a daughter that was a rebelette for 4 years. So my kids were involved in the school system. They worked their way through the parks, through high school, And I'm not boasting, but I had someone in the school system from 71 to 90, and I probably know as many parents and as many kids in this community as anybody in this room. Not a boastful comment, but I have been involved in the sports programs, the football program, all of it, okay? And out of all those years, I have never heard any athlete, any parent, say one racial comment about being the Rebels. I grew up in Ensley, Alabama. We were the Ensley Yellow Jackets, like Jack's Jones Valley Brownies. Nobody knew what a brownie was except something you eat, right? Dessert. There were people that complained about us being the Yellow Jackets. Why? There were people that complained about our mascot being the Yellow Jackets. They've got a heck of a job. They've got a big decision to make. But whatever name they pick, if they do change it, there'll be people offended by it, and we'll be having another public hearing here before long. You cannot pick a name. Think of a name that somebody will not be offended by. If you get mad about being called a Yellow Jacket or a Brownie, you'll get mad about anything. So I'm here supporting the legacy, the history of Vestavia Hills High School since 1971. We are the Rebels. We need to remain the Rebels. We do not change our mascot. If we change the mascot, what's next? Where do we go from here? There's always someone. There's always someone that's offended or complained about something. So if we change the mascot, what's next? I'm here to support the name Rebel. Once a Rebel, always a Rebel. And I want all of them.
To say, because I'm tired of talking about the same thing. It's like real boring. But I am a former Rebel. I was the quote-unquote first black Rebel man. Is that what we're here to talk about? But that's not what I am. That's not what I'm here to talk about, because, like, I mean, it's pointless. Like, the problem here is we're the problem. Like, we're making this a problem. Like, if I cut my finger, I'll bleed red, just like if anybody else in this audience cut their finger, they'll bleed red, okay? So as far as confrontation, like, it needs to stop, because it just brings negative energy. Like, this right here, we're not gonna get anywhere doing this. It's gonna cause, like, more problems. There's only one being that can change hearts, and that's God. And until that happens, then this is pointless. I'm sorry. Like, should the Rebel Man remain Vestavia mascot? Absolutely. And I'm not saying that because I was the quote-unquote first black person to do it, because it's not about that. It's about having fun, living life, okay? What happened in the past happened in the past. That's why it's called history. We need to let it go, and we need to move forward. Miami, this community is a good community. It's like, did I receive racial tension? Yeah, but, like, everybody receives, like, bad criticism, you know? But, like, who cares? We're all people. right is right and wrong is wrong. Like, bottom line, I'm really getting tired of talking. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Calvin.
Civil way you carried yourselves tonight. Thank you, everyone who spoke, especially young folks. It takes a lot of courage to speak to such a large room. I just want to thank you for all that. With that, we are dismissed. Thank you.